internet and zombie loving world. This is the Bull of Talk, the Walking Dead edition. I am your host, Tarnell Mims. You can reach me on the tweets and the Instagram at a Bull of Tarnell. I got two goals with me. I got Sev at a Bull of Sev on the tweets and Instagram.
Yeah, that's me.
Unfortunately. Hurtful. We have Justin at a Bull of Justin on the tweets.
Hey.
Oh, that was a premature hey.
All right, so here we are for episode 12, as I promised
you. Oh, don't touch me.
As I promised you last week, we would be here for episode 12, and here
fortunately, we have to be here for episode 12.
Yes. Actually, this is episode 13.
Oh, wow.
I promised.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. I promised that also. That's right. I promised that every week. All right, so it's called Do Not Send Us Astray, which was a really...
Can you promise that we'll be here for episode 14?
Yes, okay. I can. I hated the title.
Yeah,
it was, I think it was a small. I mean, I guess you could tie it in thematically, maybe because of Maggie struggling with whether or not she's doing is the right thing.
Yeah,
because she's worried about the cost of, you know, her getting revenge.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it actually does tie in well to that
that's all. Do not send it. But outside of that, I was like, I don't know. To me, when I originally heard it, I was just kind of like, because I hate it.
She is.
I guess it was because it was Sadiq talking to Rick, and that's why I was like, well, Fuck this. This is dumb. I'm like, really? There's the title line? I'm like, oh, well, fucking eat a dick. I'm like, no. Name is something else. Like, don't take it off of that.
What? Do you hate Sadiq?
I think I'm more hating Rick. You know what I didn't like this episode?
What's that? About?
The treatment of Sadiq. From it. Like, what the fuck was up with Nurse Bitch? Who the fuck were they? Like, I'm glad you're dead. Fuck off. I'm just like, you're low in... Listen.
Is that really, how you feel right now?
I think it might be...
It's not something I initially thought about, but it's like the only other thing you can think of is racism or something.
Because racism, I mean, where she thought her position as being a doctor was threatened. Because you're in the apocalypse.
Well, yeah.
Having anyone with any kind of medical knowledge or experience is hard to come by. You're in a war right now with these other people trying to kill somebody. All the help you can get is good.
Yeah, it's all hands on deck. And here is a fresh pair of skilled hands. They're like, oh, I think you're stupid. I think your hands are dumb. And he's like, my hands are fine.
Right.
It's like, well,
She said, can you hold down someone trying to do this? And like, just trying to give scenarios. He's like,
right.
I think I could do this.
You're going to have to. Like, when you get in that position, there's going to be no options.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what difference does it make if he knows how to do it? He's going to have to do it when the time comes. Like, this is stupid banter. Like,
you know what I think they were trying to do, but just missed the execution? Is like
a good episode?
What? No. Okay, yeah.
They're trying. Okay.
Sorry, I had beef with this episode before.
Yeah, there was a lot of things wrong with this episode. There was some neat things, but it's like I feel like they were trying to do like I don't know, like the tough love kind of angle.
Or that, like, the hard-nosed veteran versus the rookie cop, you know what I mean? Like,
right, where she's being a dick to him.
She's trying to be Denzel and pretend he's Ethan Hawke, and this is Training Day.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Denzel was like a villain in that movie, so it's like, I mean, but you know,
you
it's like
get wet.
I mean, spoiler alert for a really old movie, but I mean, Denzel was trying to play the rookie to take a fall. Ultimately, but
well,
you know, it's
maybe
like,
she would. Who knows? We won't know.
Who knows? We don't know because she died.
She died. But I think that was her ultimate game plan.
That's probably it.
Let me see when Training Day came out, because I wonder if that would be something they would have seen before the apocalypse happened.
What, that she modeled her move after Denzel Washington in that movie because she saw that movie. That character saw that movie.
Oh, no. My goodness.
But, I think the angle they were going for is that she was trying to like haze him, you know, kind of like to rough him up so that, you know, like, you know, beat on him a little verbally so that he won't be rattled, you know, in the midst of all the action or whatever.
When she goes down, he's ready.
Yeah. To like check his character, you know, to be like, if he's easily rattled or whatever.
I think that's different than pop. And I mean, I get it, but that's not it. Well, and also, just so we know, most definitely would have seen Training Day because that came out in 2001 and then this is in 2010. So, yes, she's trying to be Denzel.
Yeah. No, but that's what I mean is I think that's what they were trying to go for, but they missed the execution, and she just came off as like a royal cunt.
Well, and well, you got to think though, was she kind of doing this because she knows why I like Carl died because of him? So then she's kind of holding them maybe a like maybe
that what
like because.
Carl died because of him. I don't think that.
I don't think she knows who Carl is.
I'm just
is
trying to. You know, I'm just trying to throw out anything. You know, no, what I mean,
like, I don't think because she knows, yeah. I mean, I don't think we haven't met this chick before this episode, right?
Yeah, no, but she's in and but out. That community, that community kind of gets spread around in there. So there's like, yeah,
but I think you know the
I don't know. I'm just it's just another with Carl option.
Was
just
no, it's
anyone who came from Alexandria. So like, Enid and Maggie and.
Because I mean, there was the line of dialogue at the end where he finally stands up for himself and is like, bitch, we've all been doing this for the first time. This is zombie apocalypse. Like, right. I didn't go, nobody went to, you didn't go to schooling for the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
Like, yeah, that's no, not a thing. It's not. It's we not all have thing. To learn this on the fly, you stupid bitch. Right. And she was like,
I think I like you.
I think I like you. And, you know, so that's the only thing that gives us that hint that that's what they were going for, is right. She was just trying to, like,
see if he had any balls.
See if he had balls. You know, see if he was just going to roll over, like, when the action, when stuff gets hard or
and
something.
And then he finally took back his head and went, and then that was his mouth right. on the table. She's like, okay, I like you.
She's like, okay, you'll do. But it's like, but I mean, they didn't, it didn't fully come across. She just came across as this.
I was like, what is the point of this? Like,
borderline racist bitch. Because like, you're looking for a reason for her to turn away help.
Yeah.
Because she's seeming to want to turn away help, and it's like
right because it's like why would you? When do you that? Look at what who when you what he had, yeah. It was like oh my god, you're a fucking godsend. Like yeah. How else? Like how was the odds of us finding somebody that was a resident right. before this?
And, yeah. And it's like, have you even performed any surgeries? And he's like three, you know. And it's like that would be that's three more than everyone else at the hilltop. You know, like who cares if it's only three?
More, that's three more than most people.
Quick
like
question around here around the table.
25-mile radius.
Quick question on the table. Have you guys done any surgery? Raise your hand. Not this guy.
Zero.
On VR, zero. I have, but not in real life.
Oh yeah. I do. Well,
so is Tarnell. He killed the patient.
Yeah.
But you know, like you said, in the.
But, shout out to Tarnell Sucks at Gaming. Look for it on YouTube.
Yeah.
But like you said, you guys are right. Out of that community, can you pick how many people have done a kind of a major surgery or just any kind of work or stitches?
That's
or anything.
What I mean. That's what I mean.
You're not going to find a person that knows how to do fucking stitches in that community.
The other person who knew how to possibly do that was Dr. Carson. He's dead now. So it's like, who else is out there for that?
He'll come back.
Right. He'll come back. You know, they get the. Time stone in a rewind
shut
time.
Up,
oh this God. Is not a Marvel podcast.
Sure it is.
they all are.
They own everything.
Yeah, it's true. Balls.
Disney acquires the rights to Walking Dead. We'll mix with into MCU.
Fucking Iron Man comes out of nowhere. Ping, start shooting all the zombies.
Hulk is with the monster.
Hulk's like, I'm the new Carl. Hulk.
Hulk. Thor.
All right, get back Thor to the fucking Avenger. Podcast.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. Jesus. So, so
we started off with the chain of horns, didn't we?
Yeah, the car horns honking.
Right?
Yeah.
It took me half a second to like, oh yes, car horns. Because I was thinking like horns like Vikings. Like, what? Like we had horns. But yeah, so we had the chain of horns. I was like, what? And we had that and everyone was like, yo, it's time. So everyone's
we need
up.
To prepare.
But before we get to that, Morgan is
Morgan's going crazy again.
Literally, there was a couple of songs that just went through my head for this one. One of them was Ghetto Boys Mind Playing Tricks on Me. That's totally Morgan right now.
Oh, sorry.
No, I know that song. Just it's copyright infringement, guys.
No, it's not. That was the original song we just wrote.
By the way, dun 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 dun.
Yeah.
Fucking Robert Van Winkle. Anyways.
So anyway, yeah. Jesus.
So he's losing his shit, and I realize this is how they're setting up his departure to go to Fear. Is he's going to get to a point where something's going to happen. maybe Henry ends up dead, and then he just, like, walks off.
He's going to take a Southwest flight to, to fucking...
Just want to get away?
Yeah, just want to get...
I'm afraid to move about the country.
Yeah. So they're going to take him out of The Walking Dead?
Yeah, and he's going to go to Fear. That was the whole... They made that announcement, like, a while ago.
Yeah, it's because...
So...
Because this becomes the question that the
Fear is going to time jump. It's going to have the time jump for it.
It has to.
And there's no way, yeah. Because there's, like, what, like, two... They're, like, 2 years behind. As far as, like, timeline-wise. Like, yeah, really, they're, like, 2 years behind. So they're going to have to jump forward.
Yeah.
And then, otherwise, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. But, so they're going to have to jump forward. He's going to take a message and, you know... I'm sure at some point we'll have
Fear
a thing.
Has to deal with the crazy Morgan now. And then we get the crazy Morgan.
So hopefully Morgan. Fear, I saw the little trailer, hopefully Fear's better. They step it up and hopefully they realize, you know what, we can actually do something fresh here.
Like so. I said, it's been so long since Fear's been on, so I don't remember much. I think it's
all you need to remember is the dam blew up and then everyone got washed away in it and who knows where they all end up. I think that was I think they probably did it on purpose, like let's break this up just so we could have a fresh start somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like a whole disruption and trying to everyone spread out, reconvene in another area and time pass. And anyways, but so this episode, so Morgan's losing his shit. And I don't know how long it's going to be before he has that breakdown. Just like, can't do this anymore. Fuck this, I'm out. But that's what they're setting up. And I can tell that's what they're setting up for. The rest of it is the battles. And...
Well, yeah, the battle goes on, and then they're not killing people. They're just doing damage to them.
No. That's the savior strategy, kind of.
The savior strategy was...
But not even, because Simon... That was the original plan, but Simon's like, don't forget, we're not here to send a message. We're here to fucking end this. You know, like, that's out the window, more or less.
Right, because his whole thing was... Well, because if you're going to hit them with this stuff, They'll turn
eventually.
Yeah, and they'll take each other out.
A wound is as good as a kill.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, by all means, shoot to kill.
right. Like they're not, as long as they're not people that can argue with us, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be dead, because eventually, when they're walkers, we'll just take them out anyways. But so that starts happening.
But Maggie proved herself quite the leader.
Or general, whatever. Quite the
strategist.
Strategery. The planification was top notch. And it was great because it's like, you know, they're standing there waiting to like attend their wedding. Daryl comes out from the side, just bah, 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 bah. I was like, ooh, this is kind of cool.
And he had that little submachine gun mount on top of his motorcycle.
Yeah.
Perfect to, you know, spray and like, pull aggro.
Right.
And just train them into the...
Right. It's funny that I saw that because I saw this thing earlier this weekend, kind of side note. We're in San Diego and we're based out of San Diego and there was a big Republican dinner thing happened down here.
Oh, there was?
Over the week. We hosted it at the place my place of business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
But I saw this thing that was so crazy to me that I just never, and maybe it's always been there, but I just never noticed it.
Was it a submachine gun mount on a motorcycle?
Yes.
I was just fucking with you.
No, the motorcycle cops had their ARs strapped to the back of their motorcycles.
Oh, holy shit.
Not strapped, like, ready to shoot, but, like, they had the holster thing for them on the back.
Like assault rifles?
Yeah, full on. I'll show you pics after we're
Jesus
done.
Jesus H. Christ.
But they had their ARs sitting there hooked to the back, of, you know, which for them to be able to pull out at any time and use. But I was like, that's not normal, is it? I don't know.
That is not normal.
I'm like, I don't
know. Cops don't normally have assault rifles.
And I think that, we were assuming they had it because of
what's going on. What's going on?
But I was just, I saw four cops. They all, what?
It was just a Republican dinner? What do you mean?
Yeah, like it was like a sponsorship thing. I don't know what else was. I don't think it was necessarily a rally, but like people were coming in and sponsored. Like,
this is a complete tangent, but I mean.
No. I didn't mean to. I'm intrigued. Right. But anyways, were there any big names
like congressmen or something?
I think there was some ex-governor. I don't think there was any current ones. I think there was some ex-ones and former governors.
That's
stuff.
Really weird.
But anyways.
Okay. But anyway, okay.
So. I saw that, and then in my mind, I was like, what if they like, and like, I pictured them before this episode came out, like, wow, what if they, you know, some shit went down? Like, they did pretty much what Daryl did. And I was like, that would be interesting to see. And then that episode happened. I was like, oh, shit. Well, I guess that's what that would look like. Yeah, that's really cool. But it was, but anyways, that was a side note. I was just saying, because I've seen that, I was like, well, this is kind of brought to life.
Yeah.
Seeing Daryl, but anyways.
But.
Yo, Daryl comes in. On the Talking Dead. Him flanking them was fucking, I was like, that's pretty damn good. And then it's like the idea of like, they're going to try and follow you in. Yeah, like, just exactly, just having the foresight of, you probably won't make it in unscathed, like without being followed.
Right.
So, we're going to be prepared for them to bum rush it, and we're just going to blockade it and fuck them up.
And I was like, that's dope. Don't let them close the gates. And they were, like, trying to fake, like, they were going to close the gates, but they didn't. And they just brought out that bus to be like, nope. And long-term, that preserves your gates from getting damaged, after the battle.
Right. Because so, now no one's trying to knock down the gates, this big open hole.
Exactly.
But you still have the blockade.
The barricade, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, oh, fuck.
And a little bit of a choke point right there, right inside the gates.
It slows them down.
Exactly.
And they get, now you have
to. And exactly, again, they're coming in and they're just getting picked off.
Right. And then you have to, like, funnel them and certainly know where they're going to come out from.
Yeah.
So in that, and that's the thing that's happened
No, but. To the motorcycle thing. Yeah. That was in The Talking Dead where they talked about that was actually inspired by either World War I or World War II. Like, they had shit like that for, like, a submachine gun mount that they built on for motorcycles and stuff.
Crazy.
That they actually had little
submachine
guns mounted to the motorcycle for stability and accuracy and blah, blah, blah. Right. And they designed it after that and whatever.
Okay.
So it did have a real-world inspiration.
So do you think they took that out of the book that they got from last episode?
Oh, no. Because that's like the future. That was the key to the future.
Yeah, that was to rebuild.
Yeah. And to prosper, not to conquer.
Defense or offense or attack.
Well, possibly. That's important, but I don't think that's what the focus of that book was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not what it was. But anyway, it's
about like structure.
But so that was kind of cool. And this brings it, now that we brought up to the funneling of things. Mm-hmm. I feel like way too many people survived.
Yeah.
Because now we're getting into hardcore stormtrooper shooting abilities. When you start walking in, especially when they got in front of the house.
Yeah, two things. Because it's like,
you have them lit up, they're standing there. Like, how do you not hit everybody at least twice?
Yeah.
Everyone's in the
I feel you 100%, because that was like the second phase of the fight where they shot out all the lights, and this was phase two, and threw out some smoke bombs and just like bugged out and stopped engaging, and then just everything fell silent.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I would be so suspicious as fuck. I'm like,
what? It's like, oh, they bugged out before at Alexandria. We'll just slowly split up and take things and clump together or whatever. And then, they throw on the floodlights and they just all fucking spray them from the house out in the open.
Yes.
Which is like, okay, when the kingdom got caught out in the open
with one machine gun,
all got mowed down.
Yes.
Except for Ezekiel, because like five people jumped in front of him, whatever. Right. Forgive it. That's like one or two, maybe one other straggler made it. They all got mowed down.
Right.
And this, it's like, we see extras drop, but like the people that were in front leading the charge, like Simon
and Dwight
and Arat and Gary, like all the, main people we know.
Yeah.
They all just like, oh no, scatter. And are like tripping and falling and stumbling somewhere else, and they don't get hit at all.
Oh.
And
it's...
You okay?
And it's like,
it bugged the fuck out of me.
Because it was this weird thing.
And it happened more than once.
Yeah. Because it's like at every turn, like when they first come in and are just getting mowed down because it's that choke point.
Yeah.
And then like a couple other, I forget. But then especially that one where it's like, you feel like with all the guns out there that everyone would have just got mowed down. There's like, even though the hilltop like had them at every turn, it seemed like 50% of the saviors survived. There were just more saviors coming in, like, just more and more. And it's like, how many saviors are there?
Well, how many are there? But it's still like, how is everyone surviving these onslaught? Like,
saviors drop.
Right.
And it's like, how many do they have left? And how are all the names, the named characters, how are they all surviving all of this? completely unscathed with no wounds.
Storm's brain.
It's ridiculous. It's like they
because they're hitting all the extras,
right? You know? But then it's like they came in multiple vehicles. You see them, and then their numbers evidently got mowed down because they left in two.
There was two that left.
It was like the armored person, the APC,
and
the
then like APC, another truck like or something truck, that fell out behind it. So, but like there was four or five cars that were just left there.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, what, like,
what the fuck?
that just bugged the living hell out of me. Okay, yeah, so
there was that, and well, while we're in that battle,
yes,
let's talk about this real quick. Is that, you know, Simon and Dwight coming up?
I don't think I think he did it on purpose to save her, and I don't think his arrows were dipped in anything.
Exactly.
So she's fine.
Yeah, I believe she's fine.
And even if he did, it rolls into the randomness of timing of people turning because everyone else turned, and then why wouldn't?
Well, I guess we'll get into that later.
Yeah. But anyways,
but that's pretty much the main part of the episode
The other end is. Fucking kids.
Oh, my God. This fucking kid, dude.
Like, oh, my God.
I saw a thing about Twitter. Was like, they tried to decide who was more annoying. Was it him or Sam?
Ooh,
who's
him.
Sam? Wait, who's... Oh, the Sam.
Jesse's kid, youngest Mom? One?
Mom?
Yeah, that one.
Mom? You know what? I can forgive that because he's a little kid.
At least he's freaked out.
He's freaked out in that moment, whatever.
Yeah. Henry's trying to be stupid. Henry's like trying to be grown
as
fuck.
Kids are gonna be stupid and freak out. You know, like they can't control their emotions because they're stupid kids. No offense to people who have kids.
I'm right here.
Oh shit, sorry. I love your kids, they're all stupid. No.
Oh Jesus.
No, but it was like, wait, I thought Morgan told him you already got revenge. Like, where?
So he clearly didn't believe him.
But it's like, we had no allusions to this. Why would he not believe him? Like, I don't understand why he doesn't believe him.
I don't know.
Because it's like, because he even said something like that. He's like, oh, I'm going to get revenge. It's going to scare, and you know, the nice savior.
Right.
Or whatever. It's like, his name, I get where you're coming from, but you know, it's not going to help, you know, it's not going to make you feel better. And he's like, oh, I thought I killed my brother's killer and it made me feel good for a time until I suddenly stopped believing in Santa Claus. And like, now I need to find the real brother's killer or whatever. Right, you know, it's like, where did this come from?
Right.
Aside from, you need a plot device to like release the saviors.
Well, that's where.
And also, I get your kid, but how stupid are you that you don't understand that your gun can shoot through this little
gate chicken wire fence?
Yeah, you feel the need to open up the lock and go inside with the prisoners.
Yeah, just do you want? Here's the other thing, fucker. If you don't fucking know who was there and no one said anything, why'd you count? Just fucking shoot. Just start shooting then. Fuck them. Like what? Like what are you doing? Like why are they dragging this out? Just go fucking shoot then. Like otherwise, like this is stupid
also,
as fuck.
Side note. They showed him go get the rifle. Like find the rifle. Like oh, here's a rifle that nobody's looking at. I'll take this with me and go do this. But where did he get the keys from? They didn't show that, right? You're not giving this stupid little fucking kid like keys to the goddamn pen.
They didn't show the keys.
Yeah.
That's not something that would show.
Oh, the other thing is why no
one... How do you get keys to the fucking pen? Is that just hanging around where the fuck willy-nilly?
Well, here's the other thing. We just had a big battle with the fucking saviors.
Right.
No one's on fucking patrol.
Oh, yeah. That's
no one. No one. No one sees. No one sees this kid walking around. No one's guarding the fucking pen anymore.
Yeah, that was the...
So this should have never happened because someone should have been there.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck was no one there watching? Be like, hey, go to sleep. What are you doing?
After the battle.
Yes.
Yeah, this was after the battle.
This is absolutely after the battle.
And this is the other thing, that it's like, okay, it's after the battle. We're convinced that they're all gone. We've closed our gates. We're treating our wounded, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we are all going to bed... And we're all going to be heavy sleepers. Nobody's going to be on guard duty.
Fucking zombie going down the fucking stairs. Wouldn't that fucking wake you up? The one zombie fell down the stairs.
Yeah.
Or Walker. Yeah. Sorry. Walker.
No, who cares? No. Whatever.
It doesn't matter. No one hears anything. No one. No one hears anything. No one's on patrol to make sure everything's good.
Yeah.
Like, this is the... You should be on the most heightened alert is after a battle.
Yeah. Like, how many people, after that fucking crazy-ass thing, are going to sleep convinced that, oh...
This is good.
We held them off. They're definitely not coming back tonight. You know, like...
Or like they
for a lot of these people, this is the most action they've seen.
Or the only action they've seen. Right,
exactly. So it's like, you think they're
these
like...
These people from Kingdom of this Hilltop, they've never fought before this.
Yeah, and you feel like you've won that battle. You're not like on a high being like, fuck this. What have we made like potato mead? Like what do we have? Like let's fucking celebrate this fucking... Right. Let's
and
cheers.
It's like you're not afraid of maybe they throwing like, all right, fine, we lost this one, but we're going to throw a fucking Molotov cocktail of some sort over the fucking fence.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys. You guys just fucking burn like an Alexandria and then we'll be out. Like, no. We'll just completely let our guard down.
Yeah.
This is why I hate this episode.
Lay down together in this weird ass living room. Which is that? Is that how they normally sleep?
I think they all packed up in the living room because of the attack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the firefight. I think they just all just huddle up here just to be safe together. But
so,
still,
so like,
even still,
I get what they were trying
patrols,
to do. Yeah.
The
security factor of it.
I get they were trying to do this like horror movie kind of more vibe to it.
I know,
but it makes zero fucking logical sense in the show. It makes no sense. It's so frustrating.
It's super so bad.
Frustrating.
Super fucking bad. Really bad.
How bad?
Really bad. Like egregiously bad. Like this is like rookie filmmaking rankers type shit that they're doing. This is the type of like it's bad.
Yeah.
And this show is too long and too high of ratings.
It's been going too strong.
To do this kind of shit. I get
to pull this kind of rookie shit.
Mind you, weren't they kind of like on a writer's block at the beginning of the season, supposedly? Like a strike or something? Like,
no,
I thought there was something going on with the writers.
No, this one. They don't need to because they have the fucking source material. There's no writer's block. They have a whole fucking slew of books.
Sure. I just thought something. I'm just trying to help him out. I'm trying to give him benefit of doubt.
I know.
Like, I want to believe.
You're playing Captain Save-A-Ho right now. I'll let you, but
I'm telling you,
some hoes can't be saved. this episode is one of those hoes.
It's also the fact of this like whole biological warfare thing. When
it worked flawlessly.
Right. When it's
it worked. Like it really worked great, but
which is super contradictory to like what we've seen throughout all of things.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So all of a sudden now, like Walker Blood's building, like I'll be around Walkers. All of a sudden now, this little
you get some Walker blood
mixed in your blood,
and it's lights out.
Yeah.
Infection. Although I liked seeing Tobin turn, but it was just like. I guess his was the most, but some of these people were like the silliest of wounds, and it's like,
and question. Well, a question for people too, and I kind of forgot who the guy was that Carol was talking to.
Tobin.
Okay. Where was he from again? Like
Alexandria.
Oh, he was.
Remember, he was the one.
Carol and him shacked up for a little bit.
Okay, that's what I was trying to.
Right before she bugged out, I was like, I can't do this with.
That's fine because
it's been so long since we've seen him.
I read a couple.
He's been pretty much a bit guy consistently.
Okay.
In the background with fight.
Well, yes, but it's like I read a couple articles that were reviewing this.
Yeah.
And all the reviewers were like, I had to Google who the fuck Tobin was.
Yeah.
I completely forgot
who he was. I don't want to feel like an idiot, so I'm not the only one then. Okay.
The only reason I know
is because we've talked about him before, and I'm like, wait, who the fuck is Tobin again? And you've reminded me, and I'm like, oh, okay. So that's why Tobin is like fresh in my mind.
Yeah, for some reason, I think part of why it is because when I upload these episodes, and when I post on our website, when I do the tags, I usually list all the characters that were in that episode.
Hashtag Tobin's
gone. I've had to, in the metadata tags for the episode itself, I've had to put in everyone's name. So
you're also really like, good, strangely good with names, just in general, like in real life too.
Yeah, true. So, as long as I'm not super inebriated, because that's when it all goes up.
Can you do hashtag? Can you put hashtag Tobin's gone?
Hashtag Tobin's.
Who cares? Nice.
I do.
Nobody cares.
I do.
Nobody knows who Tobin is.
Google Tobin.
But yeah, so it's
everybody's all like, rest in peace, Topher.
Topher. It's like the guy from that 70s show died.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
No, but yeah.
Jesus, man.
It's one of those things of like.
Because it was like everyone just got up and turned. And when like, somebody
gets bit, like, how long does it take for them to turn? Hasn't been like. I mean, how long did it take for Carl to turn? Quite a while. Apparently, it only took Tobin like 2 hours to turn.
And there's the thing with the inconsistencies of it. And then it was so funny because...
And a couple others. And homeboy that was on the balcony that fell down the stairs.
Yeah. Right? And, here's
and
the,
maybe a couple
few,
others. A
few others. Well, and, no. The people that got bit.
Yeah. Because the doctor came in too.
Yes. And the like, other day, the dude... Wait a second. And the dude that he bit right before that came in. So it's like... And this is... You know what's annoying about this is after we watched, for those that kept up with the both shows... Last season on Fear, they did a whole thing about your weight and height and how long it would probably take someone to turn. They tried to do a whole science.
They were trying to science it a little bit.
The ETA when someone turns.
Yeah. Right, because the dude was being a fuckhead about it. It was like, oh, yeah, this is where we're gonna, this is how it rolls. And now we've just kind of been like, yeah, we sized it, but I mean, fuck it. We need stuff to happen in the story.
We need plot, yeah.
I told you, this is like why I said in the group chat, this is what the group chat said, the title should have been Plot Holes and Inconsistencies, because that's all this was.
Yeah.
So the only thing left I have for this episode, now
Jesus came back and did his super scissor kick to help the zombies get stabbed. Jesus.
Yeah, no, he tried to do a sweet chin music, went to the chest.
I was like, that's the only thing that got out of the whole episode.
Oh, how close Rick almost got to getting shot by Rosita and Tara. When he came through the door after they saw Tobin, came through, he's like, oh, it's me.
Oh, when they were chilling with her.
When they were trying to, like, flush out the house.
Also, I don't know. It's both the relief because it's like, okay, like, how long are we going to drag this out for? But it's also like, wait, that was weirdly quick how you came to the conclusion of, like, what? But all they were all here. And what patient zero, he had no bites on him. Oh my God! They use infected weapons because I saw Negan had a Walker blood in his back.
I don't think it would have taken that long to figure out. I don't think it would have taken that long to figure out.
To me it felt like super. It was super convenient that they pieced it all together real quick, and then I was like, oh, that's why Negan had that fucking bucket of Walker
blood.
Their
mateship can track us. If we jump into hyperspace, they'll just follow us more.
Then let's not. It was also a relief.
That we don't drag it out to like the finale and then keeps going.
How many more episodes? Speaking of this, until the end.
Three. 14, 15, 16.
So they got three more episodes.
Two more before the finale.
There you go.
So they got
that's how you look on it on the bright side.
Two more before the finale did not destroy this. So they have two more episodes to save it. Or it'll be destroyed.
Well,
so,
two more filler episodes, and then we get the finale.
So going into this, how do you guys feel? Like, what are you guys thinking for the next episodes?
Here's the next thing that happened is, what is the condition of Henry when they find him? Because that's going to be important.
Yeah,
because
Henry's MIA. Well, they're looking for him, too.
Because they're going to play that whole thing of, it's almost going to be like the Sophia thing again.
Right. So what happened to him? And, do you think he went off chasing after the Saviors? Or do you think he left in shame? Or do you think they snagged him?
That's a good question. What do you think? No, they didn't snag because everyone took off. Remember, everyone bolted.
Pretty much. Yeah, but I'm saying, but if he took off after them, then they could snag him then.
Possibly.
But I'm just
Gregory in all this? Did he take off with them or is he just hanging? Did he hang back?
No, he bolted.
He bolted out of there, yeah.
He doesn't want to get put back. He knows as long as Maggie's in charge, you know.
Like, he ain't have no foot in that place at all.
Right? Yeah.
So he probably was like, I've always been a savior.
So I think.
I ran the satellite outpost. You guys never remember me?
All right. So I think Henry's probably, maybe that's the thing that sends Morgan gone. Right. Maybe Henry does get found, but he's
dead.
Well,
he's either zombified
Stuff. Did you see the Fear the Walking Dead trailer that was in?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because Carol didn't want to go search for him, and King Ezekiel's like, "What's going on with that?"
Well, in the Fear of the Walking Dead trailer, he's like talking to them and he's like, blah, blah, blah. There was a like disagreement with people and there was a war and blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to leave. And, but he also had like a leg wound.
Who?
In the trailer for Fear.
Oh, I didn't know. Morgan did. I didn't know. Okay, you're talking about the Fear trailer. I was talking about the actual Walking Dead sneak peek thing.
Not the next one.
Yeah, I'm talking about the next episode. But the Fear trailer, also I remember him saying, yes, they did. And I remember him saying that there was a war. He couldn't save people. Good people died. I didn't remember offhand. I didn't notice the leg wound, though.
But yeah, no, there was like this leg wound because he had a limp or something or whatever. And, but yeah. And so I was like, oh, okay. So that's something that's going to happen.
Yeah, true.
It's like, it was back on the East Coast.
Yeah.
It was Eugene the Eagle.
But yeah, but no, I don't know. So it's like, we still got some more to do with Morgan. He's going to get a leg wound before he leaves. Yeah.
Maybe, or maybe happens on during his travels, but.
Oh, well, shit. Who knows? That's, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the host.
Oh, shit.
All right. Yeah. But I think that's it for this episode. Yeah. I feel like we, unless there's something else.
There wasn't really anything.
Well, what do you think about the whole, okay. Do you think Maggie, because this is the thing they keep bringing up on The Talking Dead. Do you think Maggie is teetering on the edge of becoming like the governor or becoming a darker person? Because I was thinking the one thing that could make the show interesting is if the camps all, like both camps, split into two factions. Because, you know, so that one guy, the defector, was like, I want to help save this place. Like, I want to defend the one prisoner. So it's although
that was something that I saw in one of the, like, reviews that I read today that I didn't see that spin at all. They were talking about him. I forget his character's name.
Yeah, I have to look. I forget it. I forget
but,
it too.
But the good savior, the one who stayed behind and the one who's like, fuck those guys. You know, I heard them on the walkie being like, ah, fuck them, you know?
Right.
And so he's like, I have no allegiance to them. But they were saying they're obviously grooming him to be a Maggie love interest. And I was like, oh, really?
I did not see that coming at all.
I mean, like, nobody else gets that vibe, right?
No.
Okay, yeah, that was a weird take then. I mean, that could be true now that that person mentioned it. But yeah. I was like, I really did not look at it that way.
Okay.
I mean, aside from the fact that he's not, like, ugly, you know? And he could be considered like a leading man or whatever, but it's like, it would be weird. I don't think Maggie's in that headspace
at all.
Derek
him? Is Derek his name?
Derek?
I'm looking. Derek or is that Kurt? No.
Who the fuck are you talking about?
I'm trying to think of the guy's name on the show.
I want to feel like it's like Alan or something.
Research department, kick in.
I'm trying to research now.
Research.
So much freaking research.
But yeah, yeah, I don't know.
I don't see how he's being groomed unless there's something about from the comic book that they're lifting that I'm not picking up on.
Right,
but I don't see how he's that.
Well, but that's also something that I read that didn't happen in the comic book is that they took a bunch of saviors prisoner.
Yeah,
but now that's turned to an end because we don't have a bunch of prisoners anymore. I feel like Maggie proved herself.
Well, we do have some prisoners because some of them stayed there. So yeah, Maggie could use that as leverage. Going to use you as not bait really. Now.
Because the saviors that left are going to rejoin and be like, they didn't want to go.
Or they had captured. Their chance. You know, we don't know the whole situation.
Well, they already don't care. They've already established they don't care.
Okay. Right.
They didn't care about the 38. They're sure it's not going to care about the 12 or whatever that is.
Yeah,
that
yeah stays, exactly. You know? Or the one or two or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. They're
five.
Yeah. You know? So that's the thing there. All right. So he stayed by him. So what I was thinking was, since we clearly have Dwight who wants the savior way to end.
Yeah.
Simon who still wants to go on with it, but he just wants to tweak it a little bit different from how Negan was.
You've got
Negan, who's not sure how she's playing. You got Rick and his thing. So, like, what I'm saying is, we're kind of split in both camps on how hard they want to ride and how they want to operate things. Because Michonne clearly wants people to back off, and she wants to kind of honor what Carl was
trying
to think.
I feel like everyone's going to come to that.
What Carl was trying to do?
Yes.
Oh, because you mean on both sides?
No, at least on our side.
I know I'm sure that's kind of where, even though he doesn't know it because he didn't have any literary, he has nothing about it. I'm sure that's where Dwight wants to get to. Mm-hmm. You know, because he doesn't like the way the Saviors are. He wants to end them.
Yeah.
Especially Negan. I think Negan may, to a degree, if he were, probably would be... If he actually saw the letter that Carl wrote...
Right.
I mean, he heard it from Rick, but still, if he read it, he might be willing to budge to some degree. Because I feel like what would keep this show interesting is if you had, like, the hardcore extremist good guys, hardcore extremist bad guys, and then, like, the more moderate good and bad guys... They're like, yeah, we'll fight with this, but like, we're not trying to like be as aggressive about this whole thing,
right? Because
Tara's like, Daryl's like, fuck him, and Daryl, right. Tara's like, I don't know. And
Tara, who really wanted to murder him like an episode ago, finally is like, you know what?
I could have died. Maybe not. Maybe he's not that bad.
He's
had his opportunities to fuck me up, and he hasn't.
This is where we're at, you know,
yeah.
in this world. And it's like fucking people kill people. Like, I was on the wrong side of shit at one point in time.
Yeah, and I hate when Daryl tried to justify, yeah, but you weren't there. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, she literally came to fucking destroy you.
Yeah, she didn't actually, you know, fire on the prison, I don't think. But, you know, she's like, I was only there for a week. And it's like, oh, well, how long was... Dwight there for years doing all the things. But he killed your fucking girlfriend.
But he forgets. Motherfucker, he ran. You found him because he ran from them.
Said the brother, too. Right. Like, your brother, too, was this.
Right. But, like, he found Dwight because Dwight ran from them and got caught and ended up going back. So then he just had to toe the line. Like, he's got to understand that why people toe the line. Like, I don't know. It's a weird thing. But I just kind of feel like that could happen. Like, there's going to be a lot of friction between both camps. Because I'm wondering... How Simon's going to look at Dwight firing at Tara before he had a chance to kill her. And if that's going to cause any friction there. Yeah.
Well, there's one thing we're going to find out in the next episode is whether or not that arrow had tainted blood on it.
Right, which I doubt it did.
Right, and then, I'm like 99% sure that it's a clean arrow that he shot her to spare her from
getting shot Simon. From Simon, who was going to just fucking kill her.
Right. Because he was going to hit her with that axe that was coated or whatever.
Right.
And either kill her straight out or infect her.
Infector, right. Right.
And so, I don't know what else to say about that.
There really Tara's going to live.
She's going to be fine. And I like how everyone's quick to put all the pieces together, but then they come up to Tara room and tell her about it. And it's like, oh, damn, I guess I'm going to die. And it's like, she seems healthy as fuck.
She's not sweating. She's not clammy. Like,
everybody else has already died and turned.
Right.
You know, like,
you look healthy as a fucking
clam.
You've got the immunity?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, how are you clean through all this?
You are the chosen one.
Yeah.
But,
we can cure them all with her blood.
Right.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
It's just like, well, yeah, you're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Everybody else got sick immediately.
Yeah.
Anyone who would have been, so you're good.
But yeah, so Rick, I think, is slowly going to come to terms with, you know, mercy prevailing over his wrath. And because we've seen glimpses of that, and I think that's ultimately where that's supposed to be his journey, I feel like, in this season. And I think Maggie's also going to come to that conclusion of, like, you know, giving up this quest for vengeance. Because it's like, because she says that too, when everyone's like, you're such a great leader, we did such a good job. And she's like, yeah, am I though? You know, because it's like, I fucking taunted him into coming here and assaulting us.
Right. And now people died because of that.
And people died because of that. Did we win the assault? Yeah. But
we lost people.
We lost people too. And the assault wouldn't have even happened had I not tried to provoke Negan personally to come here.
Right.
That was my whole goal, is I didn't care about the casualties. Is as long as I could get Negan here and kill him.
Right.
And, you know, she's standing over the graves of the few that sacrificed themselves.
Right.
And by the end, like, we keep coming back to that graveyard and it keeps growing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and she's, like, looking at it more and more of, like, fuck. You know,
I'm not doing my job. Or,
and so it's like...
She's like, yeah, it starts becoming, and, fuck, am I doing this wrong?
And when the graveyard was small, she was like, and I don't fucking regret it at all. Whatever. You know, like...
Right.
But by the end, when it's like doubled in size, I feel like it's starting to weigh on her when she realizes like her decisions
are doing actions
are, you know, there's lives in her hands,
yeah,
you know, and it's like
when you realize you're a leader and everyone's actually, yeah. People are legit looking to you and they're hoping they survive because of you.
Yeah. And are these people's lives worth my
personal vengeance?
Personal vengeance.
Vengeance.
You know, it's, yeah, yeah. But yeah, that's it. I think I'm done on this episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're all good.
Anybody else got anything?
No, we're good.
How's that drink, Justin? It's strong.
Oh, he's got the super soldier serum in him.
I do.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was my super soldier serum.
It's Rosie's like, what's wrong with you?
Dick veins.
What? Wow. Okay. What? edit that out. All right, so... All right, so we'll be back here for episode 14. So for Seth and Justin and his veins. I am Tarnell. This has been a Bowl of Talk, the Walking Dead edition. We will see you guys next time. Peace. Zombie noises.